From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We'll talk plenty more coaching search as Ole Miss gets into day three, I guess, of the full onslaught of a search that will lead to the next football coach. We have some updates this morning at rebelgrove.com. You can go see those. We will probably elaborate on those a little bit here, but we're not going to give everything away. So head on over to rebelgrove.com for that. We've got some codes for you if you are a podcast listener that has not jumped into the subscription market with us at rebelgrove.com as well. So
I just put a link up on Twitter.
I need to remove the other one from the top of our front page. I'll do that during a break.
I just put it up on Twitter. It's promo code 50 Rebels. Think Houston Nuts been 50.
Okay.
50 Rebels. Get 50% off your first year's subscription.
So we'll talk about that a little bit today. Ole Miss loses a basketball game to Butler at the Pavilion last night by double digits. The Baldwin kid for Butler can play for me whenever he would like to. Yes. He had 31 points last night, and Butler and Ole Miss were his final two schools back in the day. But he was the difference last night. Ole Miss still, frankly, kind of pathetic on offense for most of the evening. And Butler couldn't miss. So missed a lot of bunnies last night. Missed a lot of open looks. Just did not shoot well at all. We'll get to basketball at some point. That's not where we're going to start today's show. But anyway, podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. And if you were at the game last night, your ticket's a coupon today. $150 off a steamer pack or a sack full there at the Oxford Crystals. Take advantage of that. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you are looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote, and you can shop it around if you like. That's certainly your prerogative. Or you can do what I've done multiple times now, and what I'll do probably the next time as well, and that's get into a Clark Ford from Clark Ford. Get a great vehicle. You get great service after the sale. Corey wants to be your car guy. He wants to be your truck guy. He will prove that to you. 662-257-1900.
Appreciate all the new listeners to the podcast. We a subscriber alerted us to this morning being a top 100 podcast on iTunes this week. And that's a couple things. I think we're typically a top 100 podcast from a listener standpoint. Yeah. iTunes has a weird algorithm where a lot of it is, to get ranked really highly, you need a lot of engagement, like people rating your show, a lot of people commenting on your show through the Apple servers, and then having a lot of new listeners. It's more of a kind of a what's hot, if you will, than whatever, other than just whatever. And what we have built is a lot of you guys who just routinely listen every day. It's the same listeners over and over and over again. And look, that's what you want. You want routine. You want continuity. And I don't tell you guys to go subscribe. I harass you enough about other things. That's not one thing that I do, is try to push that iTunes rating. So what that told me yesterday was a lot of new listeners, a lot of people that had not been listening to us in the past versus our normal clientele. So welcome aboard, I guess, is the answer.
Thank
there.
You.
Yeah, so just a little bit there as we're going. Day three, rumors fill voids. It's only day three. This thing went down on Sunday night. I think there's a decent chance this thing goes through the weekend after at least the championship games on Saturday, it appears, at this point.
Stunned if this thing ends.
Well, you got a little nervous last night.
I was
walking into the Pavilion night as you called me, and you're basically like, hey, have a phone. That'd be great. And I was like, okay, I'll try to have a phone. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll be stunned based on what I've been told last night and this morning if this thing ends before Saturday night. Frankly, Saturday night would surprise me. I think this thing gets into Sunday and wouldn't be stunned if it got into next Monday or Tuesday.
I think it starts getting silly Saturday night. I think we have rumor, new name, old name, new name, old name, rumor, rumor, rumor. And then about Saturday night, it goes, poof. and we start blowing up.
I think so because...
Because everybody starts filling jobs. So we start moving people out and moving people around
well,
and going,
the Mike Norvell domino has to fall.
Yeah,
and once
right.
it falls one way or the other, away we go. If you told me it ended Saturday night, I'd say Ole Miss got their guy and Mike Norvell's the next head coach at Ole Miss. That's what I would, if you made me guess, but I don't know. Got lots of thoughts today.
Yeah, lots of thoughts today.
Well, I do because I'm kind of jumbled. I actually covered a basketball game that I'm not sure I watched the basketball game. I tried. I watched segments of the game, and then my phone, something would happen, and I was working on this. And I think this is a bigger story than Ole Miss Butler.
It was a very nondescript basketball game, so you didn't really miss much.
Well, every time I looked up, they had a bad offensive possession. And I looked at one time, and Hadeem C didn't help on help side defense, and I was like, oh, they're not winning this game. And then they pulled within four, and I'm like, well, I'm going to watch for a minute, and then that was that.
Yeah, again, we'll talk about
basketball. Yeah, I get to basketball. I really don't have a whole lot to tell
Keith
you.
Keith was in Oxford last night. I think he was at OPC watching his kid or something for a little while. Yep. He was sitting a section over from me for the second half of the basketball game, just texting furiously for pretty much 45 straight minutes. Can't imagine what that was like. It's funny because he's incredibly personable, so he's going to talk to everybody, but like, you know, every like 3 minutes, like somebody's like walking over to like shake his hand or like say hello or whatever, and it's like, okay, put the phone down. And then, like, whatever. That was actually more entertaining than the game at times last night as he was trying to, I assume, work. It was one of those where you go, hey, I know you like supporting. Just go home. Work. Like, it'll be all right. Nobody's expecting you at the basketball game tonight.
He normally it'll be okay. Comes to the post-game press conference thing, and he did not do that yesterday. And I don't think it was to avoid us.
Pissed at Kerman. I mean, you know, you lose that hot water, chopping heads around here.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, guys.
If you're a coach on campus, you're a little nervous right now.
Walks in the building, close the door.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm out recruiting.
Yeah.
Getting better.
Yeah, getting better.
Too busy leading. Got stuff going on.
I don't know. Yeah, the funny part was the thread on the message board where someone said they were watching me last night.
Watching you.
Yeah, said I got up and went away for a little while. I'm like, well, I had to go pee, man. You know, I mean,
did you get a beer last night?
I did get one beer. I had one.
So they
beer.
Cut the. This first time that I've had to deal with this. They cut the beer sales at the 12-minute timeout. I did not realize that's when it was.
Oh, really?
In the second half, the media timeout at 12 minutes is when the beer stops flowing. Because I was with a buddy and he was like, "Hey, you want a beer?" And I was like, "Yeah, fine, like whatever." And he comes back empty-handed. And I'm like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah, they stop at 12," and it was like 10:53 left or something.
Goodness gracious!
That's still a quarter of the game. Like, what's up? Like,
yeah,
it should be the 8-minute timeout. That's still enough time to finish one and get on out of there. I think the 8-minute timeout would make the most sense. That would be, you know, just starting the fourth quarter if it was football, but nonetheless, yeah. So you all right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that an answer to the question that we had a minute ago?
No, that was actually Zach telling me he would enter his picks. And I said, well, you can't because I don't have them loaded yet.
Oh. So you're behind on that?
Yes. My mailbag's up.
I saw.
I got it up.
How many questions did you get that were exactly the same?
A lot.
You just kind of skimmed through them?
Yeah, after a while, I was like, this mailbag's too long. And I was just enough. So don't. If I didn't take your question, it wasn't personal. I just moved on.
So what are your thoughts this morning?
Okay. Talked to a lot of people. I've talked to more people than I want to talk to, really. Mike Norvell makes a ton of sense. And if you're Ole Miss, waiting for Mike Norvell makes sense. Mike Norvell is a better coach than I've given him credit for over the years. One person described him as one of the, let's see, what was I told? He would be the best X and O coach that Ole Miss has ever had. And quite frankly, probably would be the best X and O coach in any of our lifetimes. He is an elite X and O coach. And I think in a place like Ole Miss, where you cannot always load up the 5-star talent, that's important.
You can scheme your way a little bit.
Mike Norvell recruits Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Alabama. Makes sense. Mike Norvell makes a ton of sense. Waiting for Mike Norvell makes a ton of sense. There is buzz out there that Mike Norvell has taken the Florida State job. Look, I can't sit here and tell you that everyone who is saying that is wrong. Okay, I'm not. Sorry. It's going to be one of those days.
You good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. No filibuster needed right now?
No, I'm okay. I can't sit here and tell you that everyone is wrong. I mean, who am I to say that? I mean, I'm just me. I can tell you that my sources, and I think they're good, a couple in particular, but absolutely no, and it's possible that they're lying to me, but they're telling me that that is not the case, that he has not accepted an offer yet, because Mike Norvell has been insistent this week that he is going to coach Memphis against Cincinnati in the AAC championship game in Memphis on Saturday morning, I believe, and that after that is over, he will talk.
Well, because look, everybody goes, hey, it's just a game, whatever. It's a big game for Mike Norvell's resume. You win that game, you're probably headed to the Cotton Bowl.
He doesn't have a championship on his resume yet.
He can win a league. Yeah. He can get to an Access Bowl at Memphis.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
And he wants it. Bad. And I get it. And he's focused. He was upset earlier this week, apparently, behind the scenes about some of the distraction.
Yeah, he basically kind of stopped for a minute.
Yeah. He got pissed off is what he did. He's really locked in with his team. I don't believe, based on what I'm told, that Mike Norvell has accepted an offer at Florida State. Now, am I saying that Mike Norvell won't take the Florida State job? I'm not saying that. How the hell could I say that? I don't know. I am absolutely convinced that Ole Miss is not going to move to another target until Mike Norvell says no and takes another job.
And look, they've had a couple egg on face moments here, but I go over there a couple times a day. Gene Williams and those guys at War Chant are an institution. They've been there for decades and know everyone.
Yes.
He ain't got nothing. Nothing.
And I talked to Gene the other day, and I'm going to call Gene again this morning. But nobody over there is going that far. Mm-mm. And at the risk of pissing off Florida State people, if you're watching, you got to be careful with Florida State. A handful of years ago, that was an elite program. It's not an elite program today. If I say to you, Chase, name the top 10 programs in the country today, Florida State does not roll off your tongue.
No.
You say Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia. And then there's a debate. But you never get to Florida State. Well, 6 years ago, you got to Florida State. Not anymore. So Florida State does this deal about Bob Stoops. Florida State does this deal about James Franklin. Penn State's a better job than Florida State. He's not leaving Penn State for Florida State. He used Florida State, I think, to get a little leverage. So I don't know. Now, how high can anyone go for Mike Norvell? Here's a question for you. How high can Ole Miss go? It's not Monopoly money. That's your line all the time, and you're exactly right. It's not Monopoly money. It's real money. How high can Ole Miss go?
There are limitations everywhere. You find them and you hit them.
So I'll ask you, could Ole Miss go to $5.1, $5.2 million dollars on Mike Norvell?
Look, not to get into the booster thing again for the week, but A.
Be careful because you might get yelled at if you go there.
I don't know. But here's the deal. If you've helped me to just guess, and I'm like, I don't know, beats me, somebody might go, hey, what, I'll foot it, and here's $7.5 million. I don't know. But, and if so, we're going to have a whole other coaching search. But my gut tells me.
Can we get those people to foot us a little bit? Because I'd be good with that.
We could do most anything they wanted. Right?
I mean, I have limitations.
You're somewhat for sale, aren't you?
I am absolutely for sale. I can be bought.
I was talking to a buddy last night who sent me a text that wasn't meant for me, and he was in the middle of his business thing, and I got it, and I read it, and I was like, I don't want, and I wrote back, and I said, I don't understand any of those words, but I want in. I don't know what you're doing, but I want in. Just, yes, sounds good, great. And he was laughing. He was like, apologies, my bad. I didn't mean to send it to you. But if you went over, and again, strictly a guess, I have no clue, I would assume anything over 4.5 to be surprising to me.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's the number I've stuck with the entire time. 4.5 is the number in my head.
And I don't know how high Florida State's willing to go. Keep in mind, Mike Norvell is like choice 5 for them.
And they just went to their boosters and begged to pay out a lot of freaking money for Willie Taggart.
And there are people that think they made a mistake and are still mad at the hiring of Willie Taggart and are still mad at the firing of Willie Taggart.
Yeah. So this is not...
Yeah, listen, this thing about... No. Mike Norvell's proven. Mike Norvell's a proven coach. We're not going there. The question at Ole Miss that gets interesting is, if you can't get Mike Norvell, what now? To me, that's where the story gets absolutely fascinating. Mike Norvell's taking Memphis to the Cotton Bowl. He's proven. Memphis to the Cotton Bowl. Memphis. He's proven. He's a good coach. He's winning with leftovers, sloppy seconds.
He's doing enough with Brady White, who does not have a lot of arm talent.
Yeah, come on. I'm not going to do the Mike Norvell thing. He's really, really good. Yeah, their schedule sucks, but they don't have elite players. They beat SMU. He played on the same level with SMU and UCF, and who else is in that freaking league?
South Florida, Tulane, Cincinnati, obviously.
And he won all those games.
Yeah.
Who beat them? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's all right.
I mean, if we're going to say that he's not proven, well, then frankly, there is nobody on Ole Miss's coaching list that's proven. Except Lane Kiffin.
I was waiting on it. Temple beat them. 30-28. In that weird place in Philadelphia where I don't know why, but Temple wins a lot of games. Yeah.
Now, if we want to talk about, you want a proven coach? Has some baggage?
Now, or you want to wait until the next segment for this?
We'll tease it now.
Okay.
Because I got lots
we got a
of
minute.
Thoughts.
I don't know.
We're not on a clock.
No. Go ahead.
Isaac.
Well, sort of, but sure.
I got lots of thoughts on Lane Kiffin. I got thought after thought after thought.
You and Lane Kiffin. I mean, this has been going on for 2 years. Neil was waiting to pull that column back out. He just waiting on an opportunity to get back with Lane. Go back down that rabbit hole again.
Yes. Because I'm going to be honest
with you. If you're the AD, this thing would be one name.
If I am the Ole Miss AD, this is the most simple search ever. And I'm going to say this. We go to the break after this.
No, you're fine. We got 3 or 4 minutes.
All right. If I'm the Ole Miss AD, this is done. I'm offering the job to Mike Norvell. I'm looking Jimmy Sexton in the eyes. I need an answer. If it's us, great. We're going to embrace the hell out of Mike Norvell. Away we go. If it's not him, good luck to him. Here's my offer to Lane Kiffin. And here's what I know for an absolute fact. Lane Kiffin would take that job, and I quote from a source very close to him, in a heartbeat, end quote.
He would back away from Arkansas and take the Ole Miss gig.
And the next thing I would do is I would call some sort of a temporary phone answering agency, and I would get their asses to Oxford.
A temp service would be instituted there?
Something. I'd be hiring I'd be helping make America great again, because I'd be creating some damn jobs, because somebody would have to come over to this place and answer the phone calls on all the season ticket sales calls that came in, because the current staff would be overwhelmed. That'd be the second call I'd make. Is it a risk? Hell yeah, it's a risk. But hey, can we be real a minute?
Why not?
In the last 5 years, Ole Miss has fired a coach for escorts and massage parlors. They've gone on NCAA probation because a rival writer discovered the phone records. They've gone 6-6, 5-7, 4-8. We do it 5-7, 6-6, 5-7, 4-8 in the last 4 years. What the hell do you have to lose?
Yeah, 5-7, 6-6, 5-7, 4-8.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What do you have to lose? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not bringing the program down. I'm not making fun of it. But that is what you are right now. So why not go for it? If Lane Kiffin's 44 years old, Lane Kiffin absolutely knows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that if he gets a shot in the SEC, whether it's at Ole Miss or at Arkansas or at Missouri or at wherever, this is his last shot. If it ends with him in a pile of cocaine and hookers, he's never getting a coaching job again. Ever. This is his last chance. I'm telling you, talking to people who know him, he would embrace it.
What he's also done that's interesting is, maybe because it's the way everything went down over there, maybe it's the way at FAU he's done a pretty good job. He's kept his same personality and everything. he's not seen as that just consummate Saban disciple, because that's not who he is.
He's
had
his
other
jobs.
Saban resurrected him in a way, but he's not a Saban guy. You know what I mean?
He trolls Saban on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's his own guy. He would make Ole Miss a nationally relevant story in a positive way instantly. The press conference to announce Lane Kiffin, if Ole Miss did it were the right way, where they gave people enough notice, we would have to get there super early. Otherwise, the national dudes would take our chairs. Lane Kiffin would make Ole Miss spring football a national story. Now, does that matter? I don't know. Here's what else Lane Kiffin does. He's a hell of an offensive mind. Look at the job he did at Alabama with
Blake Sims,
with Jake Coker,
Jalen Hurts,
a freshman Jalen Hurts. Remember that? That game in Oxford that day? Chad Kelly played well enough to kick Alabama's ass. Jalen Hurts beat Ole Miss as a freshman after getting his clock cleaned by Marquise Haynes.
Mm. That's right.
Came back, Lane Kiffin settled him down. Away they went. They won a big game. Ole Miss couldn't stop him. He's gone to Florida Atlantic. He's played. He's done well. Lane Kiffin would be able to get any. I'm not saying he can get them all here. I'm not saying that at all. But Lane Kiffin could absolutely get most 4 and 5 stars on the phone to at least consider taking a visit to Ole Miss. Kids love him. Now, again, would I hire Mike Norvell if I could get Mike Norvell? Yep. The floor is a lot higher.
So you would take Norvell over Kiffin?
Yes, because Mike Norvell is a safe hire. He's going to do a really good job. But if you're telling me I can't get Mike Norvell and I can get Lane Kiffin, and I'm telling you this is the absolute truth, you can get Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss right now. You absolutely can. No one can convince me why not. He drinks some. Hey, let's stop on one thing. This is not the Boy Scouts of America. This is not looking for a deacon for the Baptist Church. You're looking for a football coach to win football games. Ole Miss is the win that everybody talks about, the greatest day of their lives, right? Was Ole Miss beating Alabama here.
Yeah, 2014.
What does everyone remember about that game besides the goalpost? Katy Perry crowd surfing at Funky's. There was alcohol there. Going to be all right. Everybody loves Kermit Davis. Got newsflash. He occasionally has a drink. I don't think Kermit would get mad at me for telling people that he sometimes will have a cocktail. This is football, man. These are not Boy Scouts. You're not searching for a CEO of your Fortune 500 company who can clean things up and run a straight. No. And you're Ole Miss. And that's not a bad thing. But you got to understand, you're never going to be, because you'll never have the resources to do it like Alabama does it. Nick Saban can be boring as hell. It doesn't matter at Alabama. Get somebody who fits your culture. And I got to be honest with you. From what I see about Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin fits Ole Miss's culture.
That's the funny part of this.
Fits it great. Why is Ed Orgeron doing so well at LSU?
He's fit.
He fits their culture.
Yeah.
They embrace Ed Orgeron. They like it. Hell, they all talk like that too.
Yeah.
He's a little crazy. They're a little crazy. And he's become their crazy. Again, if it's me, and if people go, what do you want? It doesn't matter what I want. What would I do? What would you do if you were the AD? I'd walk out of this thing with Mike Norvell or Lane Kiffin, period, the end. And if I take Lane Kiffin and it's a complete and total disaster, well, then so be it. I hate to break it to you, but you just fired your coach after 2 years. You kind of are a disaster. You were just the laughingstock of the country on Saturday morning. You were. Your star wide receiver in a tie game, basically, fake urinates with 4 seconds left to get a penalty that makes you miss a 35-yard extra point to lose a game. You can't drop much further than that. Go for it. They're scared. They're a little worried. About what? I mean, you fired your last two coaches because one of them couldn't stop calling escort services on the road on game day, for God's sake.
On a university phone.
On a university phone, Asian massage parlors. And you're firing the next coach because he couldn't control his wide receiver from fake peeing in the end zone with 4 seconds left. What the hell are you losing? I mean, it's like Arkansas right now. They're not worried about it. Like someone told me today, they've won 4 of their last 24 games. They haven't won a Power 5 game since they beat Ole Miss in 2017. Hell, they are at rock bottom. Go for it. Go for it. Who gets you more excited? Lane Kiffin or Billy Napier? Kiffin or Will Healy? And I'm not making fun of Billy Napier. I think he's a good coach. I'm not making fun of Will Healy. Everyone says Will Healy is a rising superstar. Who sells more tickets?
No, Lane's fun. It's fun.
Who makes you interesting?
On a national level.
And the whole, well, you know, he couldn't handle the women in Oxford. No. There are women in Boca Raton. They have women there. The two things that drive me crazy is people, well, he will never leave because they just built the house. My response to that, and you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know.
Where was the last time you went to a place where you said, you know what's interesting here is there are no houses?
There are teepees everywhere.
And the other one, when people say, well, I tell you, you know, there's just a lot of beautiful women in Oxford. And there are, and that's great, but there are a lot of beautiful women everywhere. He's a millionaire. You don't think he could find women?
You think Boca is more than just a retirement community? You don't think it's just a bunch
of senior
citizens?
I'm betting that he's not having to call escort services.
You don't think he's playing like shuffleboard at night?
I'm betting that he doesn't have to call escort services to find a dinner companion. That's my guess. That's my stab in the dark. Tell me who fits Ole Miss. There is an obsession at Ole Miss right now about fit. I've heard that word. You told me that word last night, and I heard it independent of you, about what fits Ole Miss. Now, granted, I don't spend a lot of time at Ole Miss. I don't hang out there. I could be dead wrong. But from my 1,000-foot view, Lane Kiffin looks like the fit. God, he might look like the perfect fit. From a fit standpoint, hell, he's a better fit than Norvell.
Oh, he resembles from a lot of those ways. Yeah, I think what most people would constitute is from a fan base perspective, a fit. Yeah,
yeah,
no doubt.
And what you do is you build his contract in such a way that goes, hey, look.
If you're an idiot, we're out.
If you get caught in a pile of hookers and cocaine, your buyout is zero.
Yeah.
Be a good soldier. Be funny. Do your Twitter stuff. Have some fun. Have the celebrity culture that would accompany it and all that stuff. Be cool. Get a girlfriend. And go coach some football and let's see what happens. What's the worst that happens in that scenario? You become a 7-5 program? It's better than where you are today. You're 4-8. You only won 4 games this season. You beat a FCS team. You beat a historically awful Arkansas team, and that might be generous. You beat a shitty Vanderbilt team, pardon my language, and you beat a team that a lot of football people say is the worst team in the history of the FBS.
New Mexico State?
Yes.
They won a couple games.
Did they end up winning?
Yeah, they won like 2.
Good for them.
Hugh beat them to get bowl eligible last week.
Yeah, Hugh beat them twice.
Yeah.
I mean, here's my question. Is there anything Lane Kiffin could do that would wreck the program worse than what Hugh Freeze did? And I'm not bashing Hugh Freeze, but it is what it is.
What, national disgrace and probation?
Yeah.
With 2-year bowl ban? Well, no, I think that's probably about as low as it gets.
I mean, because that is Hugh Freeze's legacy. It's the Sugar Bowl.
Alabama twice.
Beat Alabama twice. 2 years of bowl ban and massive sanctions and leaving in total disgrace.
Very embarrassing fashion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil McCready, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you're coming to town this December, if you want to see Lane when he, you know, leads a parade or something later in the month, visit Oxford, visit OxfordMS.com, pop up OxfordMS.com. A lot of stuff going on in January. and the holiday season just still getting going. You got everything from elf scavenger hunts to the holiday village to Santa at Visit Oxford and much more. So head on downtown. Lights are up. The Christmas tree is lit. We've had the parade, but more to come. Again, visit OxfordMS.com.
The podcast hit my phone. Holy. Podcast. People are watching us live, Chase. I'll tell you that. The podcast is...
Oh, are you getting texts?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yes, sir. The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. They are also home to a commercial checking account, now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. It comes with fully interactive online banking, and they can also set up any local business to deposit checks from their office and not have to worry with coming to the bank daily to deposit those checks. More than likely, any business owner at another bank now paying a monthly fee for their account. They're most assuredly not making 1% on their money. If you want to learn more about this, you should. You should call OUB. 662-234-6668, or go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com. OUB is FDIC insured. Podcast is also brought to you by my friend Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based REMAX Legacy Realty agent, also a big part of Savannah Square. It's a new 9-acre development, 0.7 miles from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. There are several homes in different stages of development. There is a model home at William Street that you can check out if you're coming up for the basketball game, coming up just to hang out for the holidays, enjoy a dinner on the square or whatnot. Visit Harry. If you think about moving to Oxford, retiring in Oxford, get in touch with Harry. Check out Savannah Square at SavannahSquareOxford.com, 662-801-5621. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, I highly recommend Grenada Nissan. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy you heard about Grenada Nissan on this here podcast or at rebelgrove.com, and you'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It is GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And if you are thinking about a trip, already start to think about your summer vacation, whatever the case may be, get in touch with John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Whether it's a golf trip, an anniversary trip, just a family summer trip, you want to go on a cruise, you want to go to a resort in the Bahamas or the Caribbean or whatnot, get in touch with John, give him some parameters, give him a budget, and let him give you some options. You don't have to live anywhere near Memphis to take advantage of his services. All you need is an internet connection. 901-494-3387 or jedwards at regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast.
Podcast is brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All our underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understand your market, a leader in condo financing, the float-down option, and with the rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com. You got more lane stuff or you done? What do you think?
Oh, I can keep doing it if you want me to.
It's up to you.
It's up to you, man. No,
I'm just hanging back, drinking my coffee. I haven't lost a key fob this morning. I'm good.
Have you gotten it back?
No. Wait a minute.
I sent you the picture you asked for.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to call the city and ask if they can take the top off. Probably should start there before, like, trying to pry it open myself.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
I would like that fob back, though. Be kind of handy.
I don't think you should try to pry it open yourself.
You don't?
I don't.
You don't like those?
I just don't think that ends well. Let's be honest.
In some way, that's not a good idea.
That's my thought. Yeah. I mean, you're asking me my opinion.
I feel like I had something site-related that I needed to say to people.
So what do you think? Sure, you're sitting over there letting me go off on my rant.
Well, yeah, it was fun. I'm just hanging back. I mean, you know. No, I agree with all that. Look.
Someone says, I just guarantee that it won't happen. Probably true.
Well, that's a possibility.
No one at Ole Miss is ever going to consult me, I can assure you.
Here's the deal. Here's kind of moving on from it a little bit, because, yeah, I mean, I can mimic a lot of what you're saying. Norvell, all the sense in the world. Kiffin, all the sense in the world for similar but different ways.
Yeah.
The question is, and I know your point is, you can get Lane, so why even talk about anybody else? But What is that next tier? Like, when if you get past that, because at that point you're looking for just a coach to win. You're not going to do the huge ticket sale thing unless there's a name out of left field that we're not aware of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's exciting, but it's not enough to be this groundswell immediately of, oh my God, can you believe that? Let's go. Now you're looking at, hey, who's going to build this thing? Who's going to win? Who's going to recruit? What kind of staff can they put together? When you get into Billy Napier and Will Healy and pretty much anybody down the list from that point, it's a slow burn. It's not a quick candle anymore. It's a whole different deal. And then you are looking at, hey, who can kind of just methodically do this thing?
So I hear Harsin's name. Good coach. Done a really good job at Arkansas State the year. He's done a good job at Boise. I think he wants out. As I wrote, I can't remember which day, a lot of the people who say, well, he wants to stay out west, a lot of people think that's just geographic-based guessing. You know, it's like a coach who's in the South, they go, well, he doesn't want to leave the South. Has he ever said that? Or a coach who's in the Midwest, he doesn't want to leave the Midwest. How do you know that? I'm told Harsin would take an SEC job. I'm also told Harsin's kind of gruff. That's nice. Another word's been used repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
I won't use that word because that's not fair. Does Brian Harsin excite a fan base? Now, I know it's more than exciting a fan base. You got to win football games. Nothing excites a fan base more than winning football games. But what works here? Does Brian Harsin recruit at a high level here? I don't know. Billy Napier, to me, makes sense. Good coach. Comes from the Saban tree, which is not always a great thing, not always a bad thing. I've talked to people who know Nick Saban who say he's the best assistant he's ever had. Not coordinator, assistant. Gone to Louisiana Lafayette. I think they're 10-2 going into the Sun Belt title game on Saturday.
And one of those losses to State in the opener.
Yeah.
Where you're just outmanned is my point.
Sure, sure, sure. I think he was Mississippi State's top choice going into the Egg Bowl before they beat Ole Miss and overreacted. Napier, I think, could put together a solid staff. Will Healy, now look, I talked to Taylor Zarzer last night, who lives in Charlotte. Taylor's now become a journalism golf rock star. He spent the day the other day with Tiger Woods.
Did he?
Yeah. I spent my day with you. He spent his day with Tiger Woods. Yeah, well. You tell me who won. I don't know. I don't know. What does Will Healy – someone used the word new age. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by that. I wasn't sure.
I didn't know what it meant. Taylor raves about him. Taylor says he's an absolute rock star. That is the word that you hear over and over and over, to the point where if you just set somebody down and they had no idea what he was, you would think he was a musician. Everyone uses the term rock star. He is a rock star. What does that mean? Hell, I don't know.
But he's 34?
He's 34. He's been at Austin Peay.
As a head coach, Austin Peay in Charlotte.
In Charlotte for 1 year. He's got Charlotte in the Bahamas Bowl this year. It's a big deal. He's done a great job.
They were not a program a few years ago.
The kids love him.
Austin Peay, he was 0-11 his first year and then took him to the playoffs, I think, the next season.
Here's the interesting thing. I was told this morning.
Okay.
You know where I'm going. I was told that people at Ole Miss have used the sentence, we're looking for the next Hugh Freeze. We need another Hugh Freeze. I assume they're referring to the Freeze energy and the gimmicky stuff that he did when he first got here that worked. It worked swimmingly.
He was a hell of a football coach in 2012.
And 13.
Yeah.
He did a great job. He recruited well, all that stuff. I get it. But if that's where your hang-up is, that's where this Healy buzz is coming from. Because there are some similarities there. Just the things they do. Like I got on his Twitter last night, Healy. And I started watching. He taped these testimonials, if you will, to his senior class. And put them out on Twitter. They were like 37 seconds each.
What?
It's kind of cheesy.
It's like anything. If you win, it's seen as some big grill, and hey, he knows what he's doing, and he's got it. And if you lose, it's cheesy. It's a scoreboard business. At the end of the day, that dictates what all the other crap is or isn't.
It is.
Hugh Freeze's speeches before every game that he is regurgitating at Liberty now, because I read them and I go, I've already heard that. Yeah. And it's just mad-libbing it and putting a different school in its place. The moments like this thing after LSU in 13, it worked because they won the freaking game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in 2012, everybody remembers that Egg Bowl speech, and it was a damn good pregame speech, but it's because they won the game. That's why it doesn't work when they don't win the game.
Matt Browning makes a great point. Rowing the boat sounds cheesy, but he's won. And now everybody's over there wearing their row your boat shirts. I get it. No, I'm not knocking Willie. Listen, no one said anything negative about him except one coach out there goes, man, I'm telling you, that is a leap.
There was one?
One coach said that is a leap. Not saying it won't work, but a leap.
A similar sentiment was echoed to me this morning by someone.
Yeah.
Could
work, but boy, a leap.
Yeah. If you hire Will Healy, you have to think he is the college version of Sean McVay, period. That has to be your thought. Anything else, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because anything else is too big of a risk.
And I had that. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay. Yeah, Dabo's cheesy. Guess what? Dabo's in the playoff every year. It'd be all right. I mean,
Cave Dorman's losing his mind.
His search is not going
it's
well.
It's not going well. He predicted that it wouldn't.
Yeah, that one's.
I love
Gabe. There's one name in mind here that if it happens, I'm just go, okay, fine, whatever. But over at Missouri, if they introduce Jim McElwain, it's just like, ugh.
One guy tells me he's a home run. He's the college version of the Rams and Packers coach.
Okay. I mean, again, if you win, it works. That is the bottom line. The one thing you do need to understand, though, you have to – the coach at Ole Miss, or at most places, Alabama's a little different. Kind of throwing out them because it's just a machine and it's whatever. You have to find a way to make your team take on your personality, and that's got to be the definitive culture in your program, and then you stick to it.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to Godfrey's Beer Garden interview yesterday, but everybody's talking about identity crisis.
It was really good.
Ole Miss didn't know what the hell they were this past season. They had spent seasons forging an identity of, hey, here's our offensive game plan. We're going to recruit left tackles, and we're going to recruit quarterbacks, and we're going to get wide receivers, and we're going to throw this bitch around, and we're going to try to be opportunistic on defense, and we're going to cause some turnovers, and this is how we're going to win games.
We're
going to
be fun.
Yeah, we're fun. Well, they lost that. Suddenly, it was, hey, we're going to run the football, and we're going to do these things with a roster that doesn't make a lot of sense to run the football, and then we're going to change some quarterbacks. I'm not sure what quarterback we're going to play. They completely lost all offensive identity, and by doing that, they lost program identity.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this. What are you telling recruits? I don't know. Good question.
Well, I had people 11, 12 games into the season go, tell me about their what is their offense? I don't know. I don't know what you call it. Like, well, you watch them. I'm like, I watch every play, but I have no idea what they are. I didn't know what the program was. They were recruiting size, speed, ratio, and I think they were recruiting well, but they were getting better, and it was this conundrum. Every program needs an identity. LSU broke free this year because two things. One, Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow was there last year, Chase. Joe Burrow was every bit as athletic last year as he was this year. But they didn't trust themselves. They didn't say, hey, this is who we're going to be. To Ed Orgeron's everlasting credit, he said, here's what we're going to be. We're going to throw it. We're going to pedal to the metal the whole game. Every game is what we're going to do. Here we go. I'm going to take this towel and I'm going to bite it. And every time I'm tempted to say to you, hey, let's slow down, I'm going to bite this towel. He didn't literally bite a towel, but you know what I mean. And lo and behold, it worked. And what they are now is fun. Kids all over the country want to play for LSU. My opinion, Hugh Freeze kind of made Ole Miss fun for a while at the beginning, and kids suddenly wanted to play there. I don't think you can be nondescript here. It's got to be fun. Football has to be fun here. Got to be fun. Is Will Healy fun? Hell, I don't know. Here's what Mike Norvell is. Super disciplined. His teams don't get penalties. His teams are prepared. He's all of that. In many ways, he's what fans would want. Super prepared. He's good with the public. He's good with media. He's fair. All of those things. I've had multiple people tell me.
This is not overly fair, and there are huge issues with what I'm about to say. But from an overall whatever, he's kind of a football Kermit a little bit. It's, hey, we're going to be disciplined. We're going to be tucked in. And now, look, his team's done some dumb stuff. The fight at the end of the bowl game years ago, whatever. But for the most part, that's what he's trying to instill in his group, is a very centered, we're focused, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're here. And we're gonna be fun because we're going to win. That's why we're going to be fun.
Yeah. People are asking an NCAA question. Listen, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again. You just can't do stupid stuff.
What are we asking?
It got hidden because he used a word. But it's, would a Hugh Freeze-type coach be successful with NCAA? I see what he's saying. Yeah. I mean, if Hugh Freeze would have, I'm not going down there again. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Whoever gets the job, if you can recruit, you can do all the stuff. You just got to be smart. You can't bring it into your building. You got to have a network. You got to have layers. Got to be smart. You can do it. Is Will Healy fun? I don't know. Maybe he is. The Charlotte kids love him. Maybe he's fun. Maybe Billy Napier's fun. He's done a really good job at Lafayette. ULL. Brian Harsin, I don't know. He doesn't appear to be fun. Would it work down here? I don't know. Maybe. I'm a believer that if it works anywhere, it works anywhere. It worked at Arkansas State. It worked at Boise. It stands to reason that it would work at Ole Miss. It's all good, Chris. For whatever reason, the chat does not like the word ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's okay.
It's careful. I'd much rather it be careful than not careful.
I would too.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I have no issue with
no
that.
No problem.
So, all right, I got a question for you. We'll hit that in 1 second. First, tell you about Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape, from lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well. Everything from custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paper patios, forestry mulching, and much more. Master Cuts number for free quote, 662-607-7773, or go mastercuts.com.
We are also, it would have helped for me to pull this up, we are also brought to you by the Weston Jackson. They're the sponsor of, whoa, see? Look at that. But I caught it. We're all organized. Look at that. How about that for a fun moment?
That was good.
You like that?
Yeah.
We're also brought to you by the Weston Jackson. They are home. They're a Marriott property in downtown Jackson. They're home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro. And they're also home to Soul Spa, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson, where you can indulge in personalized massages, signature facials, soothing body treatments, and much more. When this is over, I might go to Soul Spa.
You need a little I think relaxation.
6-7 more days like the last 4 or 5, I think I would have deserved it.
I don't have a problem with massages. All good with massages.
All good. So that's at the Weston Jackson. As I was saying before my computer toppled over, they are the sponsor of my mailbag, which is up at rebelgrove.com. It's part of the Rivals Network. We're repeating. You can enter promo code Rebels, 50 Rebels, 50 Rebels, and get half off your first year. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. We'll have a Mind on My Money podcast up a little bit later today. It was pretty good yesterday. Taped it yesterday. It'll be up today. Pinnacle Trust is the sponsor of that podcast. They also are based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in multiple states, advisors in multiple states. They are provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity and decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan that is built just for you. It's pintrust.com, PINNtrust.com. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on this podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. We'll have picks up tomorrow if I can ever get around to building the pick shell in our admin. I'm going to do it today, damn it. It's going to happen today. It is located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue, Southern Craft Stove and Tap. They place an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment, featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations. Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion, so join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online currently get $25 off any order totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford. So you had a question for me.
Yeah, well, I got a question in a minute, but I was going to comment first.
What happened to my... I messed it all up, didn't I?
What happened? Hold on, let me look.
My screen's kind of funky now.
Really?
There you go. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
Your camera's kind of off now.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll play with it in a second. Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean literally like...
Well, it fell.
Okay, I'll let me play with it for a second. Just chill, people. It'll be all right. Talk.
Okay. Want me to talk?
Yeah, you're okay. Fine. All right, we're good.
You were asking me questions.
All right, no, I'm going to make a statement first.
Okay.
Dylan, my brother, has a thread up on the board about Lane Kiffin, about how it's actually not a risk, and he's going on and on about it. And he says that worst case, it's kind of where I was going to go anyway, and he gave me some ammunition to do that. Worst case is Lane goes to Arkansas and wins, turns them around, makes them fun. That will be our Dave Doran jokes and memes times 7,000.
Yeah.
Right there. That unless Ole Miss equals or exceeds that with whomever their coach is, it becomes this just landmine you're watching in Fayetteville to see what they do.
Well, as you know, I have a child in Fayetteville at the University of Arkansas who would not know a football from an atomic bomb, frankly. And I asked her yesterday playfully, because she called me. She was on her way from study hall to somewhere. She's like, hey, what's going on? And we were talking. And I said, so what are you hearing about the coaching search? Expecting to get an answer of, I don't know.
You're expecting, you were just kind of joking.
Goofing around. You know, having some fun with my kid. Everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin. Is he good? Like, yeah, he'd be fun. Everybody wants him. His buzz. Lane Kiffin creates buzz. I bet on the Ole Miss campus today there's some buzz on Lane Kiffin. I mean, Arkansas's 2-10. Back-to-back 2-10s. 2-10. Lane Kiffin makes them exciting. That immediately their fan base goes, okay, woo pig, let's go, right?
The only people Lane probably pisses off are people in Little Rock because he goes, we're not playing over there anymore. We're playing in Fayetteville. So we're playing our games.
No, my daughter is not my source, Eric. Boy, it'd be rough.
She can't name a player.
She knows Nick Starkle because she said Nick Starkle slid into the DMs of one of her friends.
Oh, okay.
So that's it.
Did the friend slide back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so, actually.
You didn't ask a lot of details there?
No.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin's on the chat. What's up, Lane?
We talked about this on the board, or you made a post to this, just kind of talking. Maybe it's completely locked in. You think you're missing somebody?
Yes.
You do think there's a name out there you're not aware of?
I have this gut feeling, and it's killing me, frankly.
How much of that is just paranoia in general in these things?
I don't know.
Because you're always worried about that. I mean, that's just anytime you're out on any limb whatsoever, you feel like you're missing something, that's going to happen.
And no, Eric Campbell is not my Arkansas source. You just don't understand. You just don't understand the level of sports ignorance. No, God bless her heart. She's a wonderful kid, and I couldn't be happier and more proud of her, but no.
Not even a little bit.
Not even, no. Yeah, I feel like I'm missing something. And a conversation that I had this morning makes me think I'm missing something. I feel like I'm missing something. It's driving me nuts.
They've done a pretty good job from a search firm standpoint to keep this thing confidential to this point. 3 days in. Usually how this thing leaks, we're not at that point yet. But I mean, you see some searches that go off the rails immediately and nobody can keep a secret and it just is what it is. That does not appear to be the case here. It feels like this thing is staying fairly by the book.
Yeah, I think Keith wants to keep this super tight.
Well, it's one of the reasons he's doing it himself.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got a lid on it. He doesn't want
to. I mean,
the
only way three people keep a secret is if two are dead. So, I mean, that's how this thing is. I mean, with him doing it by himself, as long as he's not telling anybody, well, the search firm is contractually obligated to not tell anybody. Yeah,
they won't leak.
No, that's their whole deal. That is the reason. People get caught up a lot of times on what search firms do. Yeah, they gauge some interest from people and stuff. They allow you to run things through a third party to keep things confidential. That's job one of a search firm. That's what they do.
That's what they do. Coaches don't want their names out because no one ever turns a job down. Schools don't want you to know that this was option 7. Whoever Ole Miss hires on Monday, we'll call it Monday. Maybe it's Sunday. Maybe it's Tuesday.
We got our guy.
This was the guy we centered in on day one. This was our guy.
And if it's Florida Mike Norvell, it's true.
Florida State, whoever they hire, it will be. This was the guy that we wanted all along. We've had our eyes on this guy for months. This was our guy.
Yeah, never mind that Matt Campbell, James Franklin, Bob Stoops all told you to kick rocks.
Some Phillip says, Tennessee says, what's up? And Tennessee said, if you go back and listen to it, this was our guy. Jeremy Pruitt was our guy. And hey, here's the thing. Once you hire them, they are your guy. It's not completely wrong.
It's the whole, hey, yeah, we didn't offer anybody but this cat. Well, no, his agent just told you no 47 times. A lot of plausible deniability, a lot of semantics in coaching searches. A lot of careful words.
Yeah.
Some outright lies, too, but a lot of careful words.
Yeah. Parsing through the lies.
That's the first dude we put a contract in front of. Well, yeah, thanks.
What's also interesting about covering a coaching search, people always like the behind-the-scenes stuff, is that the first several days, and we're in them, is nothing but parsing through lies. It's like wading through lies. There's a little truth here and there, a little read of truth here.
Because we do a pretty good job of not just freaking you guys out and putting everything out there. I mean, if it was like this complete Drudge Report, you would be having such a sensory overload at everything that we would be writing that you'd be like, oh my God. You couldn't make anything of any of it. If you literally everything you heard you put out just said, hey, 8:19, 8:22, 8:26.
It would drive you crazy.
Here's very little context. I'm just telling you what dude said.
Well, here's the other thing. I'll give us a compliment.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned early in journalism, especially when I was doing radio in Alabama, the words I don't know are not bad words. I don't know. Hey, Neil, is the deal with Norvell done? I don't know. Does Florida State have a deal done? I don't know. I think that's honest with the people that are paying to read our content. I don't know. And I think one of the reasons that we've done pretty well is that some of the people we compete against will not say that because so much of their identity is being the insider that they can't say, hey, I don't know. So they fib.
How big of a deal was that basketball game last night?
From
how they played and then from a result.
From result, it's a missed opportunity. It's not the end of the world. They're 5-3. The three losses are all pretty good losses. Memphis is a tournament team. Oklahoma State's a tournament team. It was a road game. It was a neutral game. And now a home game to a definite tournament team. Butler's 8-0. Butler's going to be a force in the Big East. It's okay. They did a couple of things better. I thought Devontae got better shots. He just didn't make them. You have to assume that those shots will begin to fall. I thought Brian had a much better game. Didn't do everything great, but had a better game.
He was all right.
And the best sign for them was I thought Hadeem C played well. Now, he's got to keep playing well. They got to get more out of KJ. They got to get more out of Blake. And somebody's got to emerge as a consistent third scorer. Right now, they miss Terrence Davis so bad on the offensive end that it hurts. It's painful to watch. Their offense is painful.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I thought they did okay yesterday. They made your boy, I can't think of his name right now, I'm sorry.
Baldwin.
If he's not a candidate for the Ole Miss coaching job right now, your name is kind of out there. I don't think Kamar Baldwin's a candidate for the Ole Miss coaching job. They made him take some hard shots. And he made them. It's okay. So it's not the end of the world, but you got to get going.
They also were under 50% from the free throw line last night.
Yeah, Ole Miss just didn't do some things well. Didn't turn it over much, which is a good sign. Actually won the turnover battle, 13-12. They committed 12.
They cut it to four, whatever they're late, and then there was a huge swing at the end of the first half.
Had a defensive lapse, and then Crowley missed the dunk.
Well, and I was thinking the not getting the kind of the ticky-tack foul.
Yeah.
Right there before the half. When I think he went backcourt or stepped out, it was right there in that corner. And then Butler commits a lane violation. They miss the front end of the 1-1 and get it over again. Then Kermit gets teed up. And instead of missing the front end, getting the ball back, potentially cutting it to five right there, they go into half down 11 or 12 or whatever it was because of all that swing right there. I thought that was actually the game where if you get it to like six, seven at the half, you feel like, hey, we dodged a bullet. We've been a pretty good second half team. It is what it is. Instead, Butler kept the momentum, put a little more on it, and then went into the half up double digits, and it was just too much to overcome at that point.
But, agreed. People are pointing out they have to start shooting the ball better.
Yeah, period.
Got to get better shot selection. I thought the shot selection was better last night. Shots just didn't fall. So if the shots start to fall, so to answer your question, not the end of the world, but here's the deal. There's no more room for error in the non-league. They got to win all the rest of the non-league. The schedule softens up. They got to get better. They got to improve. They got to build some momentum. The league's not as good as we thought it was going to be.
Nope.
There's no margin for error in the league. You're going to have to go get it.
Yeah.
Am I willing to say this isn't a tournament team today? No.
But
am I willing to say this is a tournament team today? I am not. No, yeah. Sir. Someone's talking about the volleyball thing. Can I say something for real quick? Because he's
yeah.
a friend.
Yeah.
Stephen McRoberts was let go yesterday. They referred to it as mutually agreeing to part ways. That's fine. Whatever. I mean, you won't meet a more decent human being. You won't meet a better guy. You won't meet a person who is more dialed in to the betterment of his players on and off the volleyball court than Stephen McRoberts. It didn't work out. He didn't win enough. That happens. But really good human being. Great family. Stacy's fantastic. Love their kids. They're good people. I wish Stephen nothing but the absolute very best moving forward. He's a super, super guy. And
It's a hard gig.
I'll miss seeing him around and hope to keep in touch with him. I consider him a friend. He's a really good person and just didn't work out. And
I was a little surprised from the standpoint of everything else going on. You're in the middle of whatever this deal is with softball. You're in the middle of a football search. I was a little surprised from that standpoint. But, I mean, I think they lost 12 in a row.
Yeah, they got hot, and then they fell off. And
he replaced the guy in Joe Getson that had no consistency whatsoever but didn't make the tournament a couple times and did show at least a little higher ceiling. So, yeah, from an on-the-court standpoint, not overly surprised, but –
you putting together a volleyball hot board?
Somebody did throw me a name last night.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah. I'll put it on the board later.
Yeah.
I had to look it up because I kind of sort of remembered the person, but I did not. I'm sorry, not my area. So I did put up a dumb rifle hot board, a few years ago and actually get the name. Got the name right on it. Like, it was like, hey, what's up with rifle? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me look around because there's only like 10 teams in the country. Yeah. I'm like, let's see who their coaches are. And I just start putting stuff down. And sure as hell, they hired one of them.
How about that?
I was like, all right, great.
That's good.
Got that one.
That's a win.
Oh, God. Also be a win if you headed on over to G&M Pharmacy and took advantage of their flu shot where they get you in and out as quickly as possible. It's also a $0 copay on most insurance plans. So don't worry about waiting, anything like that. Again, they get you out of there. Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs or G&M located off South Lamar in Oxford. Go see them today. And that number is 662-236-2222.
We are in the month of December, which means Christmas is sneaking up on us. Our friends at Blue Delta have you covered for a limited time. Blue Delta Jeans is offering gift cards for their bespoke raw denim jeans for $100 off. This is a great way to treat your friends and family with a great Mississippi-made product for the holidays. Drop by the Oxford studio to purchase or get in touch with Blue Delta on their social media or at info@bluedeltajeans.com to have a gift card mailed to you. As always, Blue Delta is on the road this week. San Diego, San Jose, Asheville, Nashville, Dallas. If you're in one of those markets, give Blue Delta a shout. while they are in your area and get fitted for your own custom jeans. It's transition time at Dead Soxy. After their biggest sale ever, they've gone back to the drawing board to bring you new offerings for Christmas. Don't worry, they won't be forming any committees or doing national searches. They already have this in the bag. So enjoy 30% off all your orders with promo code REBELGROVE and make sure to get the stocking stuffer he or she will love. 30% off all items, including already deep discounted sale items. As always, stay Soxy. Brought to you by Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. The website, splintercreekms.com. Phone number 601-898-2772 to schedule a tour with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today. You really need to check it out. It's an absolutely gorgeous community. 34 lakefront lots, ranging in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest, 6 miles of private roads. There's running trails, cycling trails, hiking trails. It's a preserve for turkey and deer, a flyway for birds, home to bald eagles. It's just absolutely beautiful. If you're thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring to Oxford, you owe it to yourself to check it out. SplinterCreekMS.com. If you need a gift idea for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played with them in the fall, rejoin your team for just $25 this spring. The cost for the new registration is $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. For more information, visit oxfordparkcommission.com. The 2019 Men's Hoops SEC Mini Plan is on sale now for just $175. Receive a ticket to all 9 SEC home games this season in the pavilion. Visit OleMissTix.com. Get your SEC Mini Plan for just $175. Calling all Jackson area Rebels, join the men's hoops team at the Mississippi Coliseum on Saturday, December the 21st at 1 p.m. as they take on Southeastern Louisiana. Skip the lines, pre-order your tickets now by visiting OleMissTix.com. And the Ole Miss hoops team returns to Craddock Court Saturday, December the 7th at 1 p.m. for the return of Coach Rod Barnes to Oxford. The first 1,000 fans will receive Rod Squad shirts courtesy of the Ole Miss Law School. Tickets start at just $10, can be purchased at OleMissTix.com.
So, yeah, Ole Miss, what, Bakersfield Saturday, next basketball game?
Yep.
That's correct?
That's correct. 1 o'clock.
It's just random, and I know it's not what anybody wants us to talk about, but Stewart, the Rockets lost by 2, and that dunk didn't count last night from Harden.
Dude.
No NBA for McCrady.
I have one track.
I just saw it on Twitter this morning. Did you not see it? But he dunked a ball. It went down.
Chase, I woke up, and within 2 minutes of waking up was working coaching search.
You sounded really tired when I called you this morning.
Did
was it like 6:30, 6:35? Yeah, you sounded – well, because
last night was the first night that I kind of hit a wall a little bit.
Because you didn't answer the phone. Your wife answered the phone and handed it to you, and I thought you were asleep or something.
No, I was getting dressed.
Okay. Yeah, you sounded really tired this morning. It was probably 6:30, something like that.
No, I'm rolling, man. I'm good. I'm fired up, ready to go. I hit the wall about 11 last night. I was like, whoa.
So you were up later than you thought.
Yeah.
You told me 10:30-ish. Well, no, you called me after that.
Yeah, I was up till about 11:30. I finally just shut it down.
If it happens at 1 a.m., then it happens at 1 a.m.
If I get beat at 2 a.m., I just get beat. Tip of the hat.
That's typically only happened with, you know, like official visitor interviews when they're leaving the bar and stuff over the years. So it's fine.
I mean, you're not going to win them all.
I don't know why I just thought of that. It's a story for another day. Yeah. I'm not going to close the podcast on that one. People will find that one funny, though. I'll tell it at some point.
Because, wait, Neil's bald? Yeah, unfortunately.
That's... Oh, gosh. All right, what we got? Trying to think what's left. I've hit not a wall, but we've kind of covered a lot.
Covered a lot. There's people that have asked some recruiting questions. Man, okay. I don't know.
They're killing the weekend.
I think
we haven't talked about that. They're killing the weekend.
They were going to have a huge recruiting weekend. Obviously, it's foolish to have one now. They're not going to.
Because let's explain this too. They can't go visit these guys with the remaining, like, the staff is still here. Like, everybody goes, hey, you got to go babysit and you do whatever. And Keith talked about it the other day. Hey, we want them to still wear the logo and, you know, promote the brand and all. But let's think about this. Okay, let's say from the heck of it that a coach is hired on Friday. I mean, it's theoretically possible. Sure, whatever. Well, if Siski and McIntyre and a lot of those guys go see those guys today, the new staff can't see them until next week. They're right. taking visits away.
Right.
You know, McIntyre is serving as the head coach right now. If he goes and visits a kid, that's a head coach visit.
That's a head coach visit.
And it's over.
Right.
So, no, they've got to protect. I mean, and it's the way this works. They all know this. They're all professional. It is what it is in this job. They have to protect the new staff in a way and not lose visits for when it actually matters just to go babysit for 45 minutes.
Right.
So, no, it's going to just chill right now. It is what it is.
Next week, there's the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. I think the practices start like on Tuesday in Hattiesburg.
Sure.
I'll probably run down there for a day or two, assuming Ole Miss has a coach, just to talk to the kids down there. Hey, have you heard from the coach? What has he said? What do you think? Do that as quickly as humanly possible. And then, you know, I would assume that they would like to have a coach in place to try to have some visitors come in next weekend, try to
of course.
Salvage what they can. The signing period is December 17th to the 20th. I think what this means is for people who love January recruiting, you're going to get your share of it this year.
It's going to feel more like the old.
Yeah.
The old dates.
It's going to be, listen, here's the step back. It's going to be a transition class.
Those happen every time.
Unless you get Lane Kiffin, at which point, no, I'm kidding.
Here you go. It's winding you up like a top.
He would probably salvage recruiting better than a lot of the others.
It made a message board thread or several message board threads. I guess that we do just have, or almost just has one standard size. They can't get Keith a bigger lectern. He's a much taller human than Ross or anybody else that's typically over that podium. I mean, he was really having to.
Yeah, they do need a taller lectern.
They need a taller one. It's a lectern, not a podium, by the way, as people on the message board. A podium is something you stand on. A lectern is what is in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's worry about loose and lose first. Yeah, we'll get into the podium and the lectern word. That's not 101.
Once you guys get loose and loose down and there down and two and two down.
We'll start getting into that. We'll start talking about the difference between eager and anxious because people always say anxious when they're eager.
When they're eager.
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
That is my. I know I'm being an ass right now. That's my worst one by far.
The loose thing makes my skin crawl.
See, I just expect
a looser.
That.
I'm like, no, he's not a looser. He's a loser.
It's misusing eager and anxious.
That gets you, and that drives me crazy too.
Yeah, if you're excited about something, you're not anxious about it. Anxious is a negative connotation. Anxious is bad. You're eager. You're pumped up, excited. It's like coaches always go, "Hey, I'm anxious about this game." I thought, well, that's not good.
The use of there, and there hurts me. Damages my soul.
Does it?
Yeah.
Damages your soul.
Yes.
Is one of your degrees in English? What are your degrees in?
No, but I grew up in a house with...
That's true. Yeah.
So my
father
has a master's in English and a doctorate in, I guess, English.
Does he?
My mother has a master's...
He taught English at the college level.
We taught education.
Okay.
But there's a lot of English. And my mother has a master's plus in English. We were corrected. Our grammar was corrected.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you know what? Looking back, I'm glad. Although when I correct my kids' grammar, they lose their minds. They get so angry.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm with Avery, though. When people use bad grammar, I always do.
You judge them, don't you?
I judge, I do.
Do you really?
I try not to, but I do.
Okay. Check rebelgrove.com, obviously, today as plenty will get posted.
That's a big one,
won't
too.
Won't and want.
Yeah. Won't and want. Like, how does that – how?
I have to – because of accents, I have to make myself say want.
But I'm talking about writing.
I know. I'm saying but just speaking. I that's something I have to kind of pay attention to a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, rebelgrove.com. Check it out. If you're not subscribed, we have that deal for you. You can find that. We'll update that on the front of the site, too. I need to do that in a minute. I will do that in our banner. So, another podcast tomorrow. Hopefully some news for you, some more rants, some more opinions as this coaching search moves into the meat of day three. So for Neil McCready and Chase Parm, we will be back tomorrow. Take care.